When we were birds, she was the red-headed one pecking out stories and ways to tell them, insisting and urging and knocking on wood, the wood of our hearts, the wood of our heads, to get those stories out. And I was the hunching blackbird, walking on thin legs, looking warily side to side. We were birds young enough to still shine with our natural colors, her feathers and darker red vein and flagstone, and mine black, nearly blue, our bird song sung with heads thrown back in a snort. What kind of bird sings like that, I wondered. Who is she calling with that song under that blue summer sky in Taos where we met? When every day, a little cloud carried the burden of a monsoon, daily, dutifully, toward a lesser-known peak among the giants and dropped her turquoise beads. When we were birds, she was the mama bird, handing out little pieces of yellow paper like grubworms given to fledglings that must learn to leave the nest, even if it requires a push or an accidental momentary flight in reaching for that little yellow grubworm paper that announced Duke City Dime Stories, 3-minute stories, read by the author, fact or fiction, but they're all true. And no poetry, even though this right here seems like a poem. Because we were people then, right? When we crowded into a room at the source and nervously spoke our truth. When we met for coffee with the intent of sending out our work to at least 2 publications, Cindy. And when she led us through our grief and then put us back together with workshops like a sewing bee, sitting, talking, weaving together our dreams onto a board. And what was my dream? What was yours? After you were a bird, I heard you call from high up in the blue sky, a snort of disgust at my mistrust of myself as I struggled to tell the truth. You called out, "What are you doing? This isn't you. You're a bird. You never had to walk. You don't have to keep falling. Fly." So with my sharpened talons, I tore up those pages written in fear and replaced them with me. After you were a bird, you were like that cloud in Taos that carried the monsoon of our dreams. After you were a bird, I imagined you holding workshops on that cloud in Taos, workshops for the other angels, demanding of them to write their stories, fact or fiction, but it's all true. And how it looks on the page will tell you if it's a poem or a story. This is a story about a bird who taught me how to fly.